Hey there, welcome to Escapades the Podcast. I am your host, Lorena Hernandez, your transformational coach. Join me in exploring taboo topics focused on the five drivers of empowerment.
Welcome back to Escapades. Today's topic, vulnerability. Some episodes ago, we talked a little bit about the importance of us as empowered women in demonstrating vulnerability and intimacy. More in specific, when we discussed about the four types of intimacy and the misconceptions we have that intimacy is only about sex. So today we're gonna dig deeper into what vulnerability is. Some time ago, I ran into the definition of Brené Brown. If you are unfamiliar with who she is an author who is nowadays very important because of her work in talking about fear and how to overcome fear in several areas in our lives. So Brené Brown talks about vulnerability and defines such as the willingness to show up and be seen with no guarantee of the outcome. I thought about it. That is a very deep definition, but I still wanted to dig deeper. So because of that reason, I went ahead and I said, okay, where else can one find, I want to say, definitions that are common to many of us, no matter the age you have. Because believe it or not, even though a lot of us belong to different generations, we eventually run into the lingo of the new generations. For that reason, I went down to Urban Dictionary and looked up what they had to say about vulnerability. So what I found is that vulnerability by the Urban Dictionary is defined as someone who is completely and wholly open, unguarded with their heart, their mind, and their soul. Being vulnerable happens when you trust completely. And that is the key, trusting completely. Rather, it's vulnerability by pain or by joy. Vulnerability, it's being exposed with all of the emotions that make it easy for someone or somebody you trust to really do some either emotional damage or healing. Vulnerability is the surrender of all control and personal power in regards to letting someone close enough destroy you. Wow, that's powerful. And with that, I started seeing like, oh my gosh. So you're telling me that being vulnerable is literally like open my heart and open my life and giving everyone the tools just to do whatever they please with me. Because if you think about it, when you demonstrate vulnerability, you're giving the other person the opportunity, not the power. It's a different thing. We choose who to give the power, ladies, but we are giving the other person the opportunity of helping us rise or helping us make and feel miserable. So, more thoughts about vulnerability that I have about it are, as leaders, it is important to be vulnerable both in our personal life and in our professional life. Let's begin with, why is it important for us to talk about being vulnerable in the professional life? So if we belong to that generation that is kind of called baby boomers or prior up to Gen Z, which is here present, to many of us, while we were growing up, we were taught that showing vulnerability was a synonym of, I don't know, I am incompetent, and I should not, by any reason, let my guard down. That is just a mere fallacy. New leadership, we recognize that when we are vulnerable, we're actually letting our people under us or everyone around us to understand, hey, yes, I might be a leader. Yes, I may have this position, but guess what? I'm also human. I also have a heart and I also get hurt. More things that I consider are important for us to remember as leaders in any industry that you work with is that when you're vulnerable, you're not only allowing yourself the opportunity of showing who you are, your true colors, but also showing them how we really are, how we really like to be treated, and how we really appreciate to be treated. When you are vulnerable, you have to do it because it makes you happy and it should be in agreement with yourself. You shouldn't be wanting to be vulnerable because you want to impress someone, but more because it feels nice and it feels you on the inside. When, as a leader, we model how to be vulnerable to our team and to others, then you become even inspirational to your team because they feel like, oh, if my leader or my manager or my supervisor, whatever the name of the position you have is, allows herself to show vulnerability, I feel like I can lower my guard and open up and show the same. It actually bridges communication with each other. When you're vulnerable, ladies, you're not only doing all those things that I just mentioned, but it's also a huge demonstration of courageousness. How brave are you? Because it really takes a lot to show up into a meeting and say, everyone asks you like the typical, hey, good morning, how are you? And everyone is super bubbly. And you turn around and say, hey, you know what, guys? Today I'm not at my 100%, but I'm here and I'm going to try my best. Think about what you will think of that individual who came in and lowered their guard and demonstrated, today is not my best, but I'm trying. I'm here. Let's make it happen. The more predictable and stable and loving our relationships are with our parents, our teachers, and our friends as we grow up, and the more vulnerable we become because they understand where we're coming from, the better your relationships are going to be and the fewer fears you're going to have to deal with. So why do we restrain from being vulnerable? I mentioned it earlier today. So we restrain because we are afraid of having our deepest desires trampled upon, right? We don't want people to step all over us. Who likes it? I mean, who likes to be minimized? Who likes to be despised and feel unfulfilled? We sometimes don't show vulnerability because we have all those horrible misconceptions that we have been carrying for generations and generations of guilt and shame. And we think that because we are showing vulnerability, everyone is going to define me as, oh, if I show up today and I say that I'm not at my best today, everyone is going to say, oh, Lorena is not at her best. She never is at her best. When it could be the opposite way. You're just saying today in a specific, I'm going through something and I don't feel at my best. What other things restrained us? Well, we sometimes restrain to doing it when we talk about like friendships or romantic relationships, because we felt or we were abandoned before and we are afraid of that situation to be repeated. Also, because the people that we work with, we have or we grew up with, they gave us mixed messages, and that could create conflict in us in deciding, I'm not sure because I have all this background information of what happened last time I tried to do it. We remain on high alert, or we are also on the lookout for conflicts, or more likely to something that could be more serious. So what we do, we can take so much work to be vulnerable, but we need to invest that quality time with us first, so then we can communicate that vulnerability with our teams or with our families or with significant others or even with our friends. When we feel good ourselves, then we can start being self-proactive and obsessively continue into perfecting ourselves and lower down that fear that causes us to be vulnerable. So I'm going to give you 5 strategies to be self-aware of vulnerability. So grab a pen and let's put them down. The first one is touch base with yourself. So when I say touch base with yourself, it's literally grabbing a piece of paper and a pen, or if you don't are not old-fashioned and you want to have your tablet, your phone, your computer, just open a white, I'm a friend of Google, so Google Doc is my best friend lately, and I will just open there and sit and jot down your emotions. So write them down from the moment you wake up and you're having breakfast. How are you feeling? What's going on with yourself? And as the day is progressing, and if you have things that are triggering it, put them down all the way until your bedtime. Then jot down next to it on a second column, if I felt sad, how did I act towards those emotions? Did I cry? Did I just shut myself? How am I acting? Because how you act is going to give you a clue of what needs to change in order for you to feel better. If you notice negative patterns throughout that analysis, think about it as, I need to change all this if I want to feel better. But if you start noticing patterns like cheating or lying or drinking or eating, you know, or exercises in excess, or avoiding talking to a specific friend, or staying late at work, which will be turning into a workaholic, or even if you really don't have to stay at work and you do it, then start noticing that as well. Number 2, talk about it with someone. It could be your partner, it could be your colleague, it could be your therapist, it could be, sometimes we have very mature children that you can discuss with, but at least talk about it with yourself, because that can foster mutual understanding. Number 3, get a reality check. Check with your friends that you're not blowing how you're feeling over proportions. Sometimes, especially if we are overthinkers, we're like rumiando, right? Le estás dando vuelta y vuelta y vuelta over and over and over to that thought. And maybe you're making a huge telenovela that is not even real. So just if you feel like Oh, am I exaggerating? Just go to someone you really, really trust at heart and who has the feature of being 100% honest, and they're not gonna have pelos en la lengua, right? I don't know how that's said in English, but and just tell them, hey, am I hallucinating? And my friends know that I'm famous for doing that. Am I hallucinating, or this is happening because it's making me feel like that, right? And open up. Next, number four, ask for what you need in a loving way without accusing, because if they care about you, they are going to understand what you need and where you're coming from. Try, for example, and just feel free to jot down and steal this out. I really care about you. But when this specific action happens, it makes me feel X or Y and Z. Does that make sense? So it is really hurtful to me and makes me shut down. So can you try to do this other thing instead for me? Or another example could be, I love doing this or X activity. With you during the day, but sometimes, you know, it can make me get less things done if I'm at the office. So maybe we can try talking over the phone during my break or updating on another day or after work. Just give them options. What do you think? Will that work for you? Because if we're constantly are unwilling to adjust their behavior, it's going to make them feel also uncomfortable, and you're not trying to impose. You're trying to make something that works for you and works for the other person, or what we call in Dale Carnegie, win-win. I win, you win. You were kind of negotiating in this situation. Finally, number five, help the other person feel safe. And by helping the other person feel safe, I mean it is not your time to unacknowledge those feelings you already say that you have. It's also important to monitor your tone of voice and talk about your feelings, what you believe, what you wish, and what you need. But do it in an empathetic way towards the other person. What's going on with the other person need to be heard by you, and be an active listener. Reassure the other person and remind that person of how much you care about them, how important the relationship is for you, and that you are as invested as the other person in taking the time and the energy to make that work. But obviously you are not willing to be stepped on, right? And you want them to become part of your life. So just recapping the five strategies to be self-aware, or the takeaway for today, are touch base with yourself, talk about it with the other person, get a reality check from someone you trust, ask for what you need in a loving way, and number five, help the other person feel safe.
That wraps up another insightful episode of Escapades the Podcast. We hope you have enjoyed our discussion today. We will be discussing another taboo topic weekly. Before we go, if you have found value in our content, please share it. It helps us reach more people like you. Also, connect with us on LinkedIn, Instagram, and Facebook. We would love to hear your thoughts and ideas for future episodes. And if you're interested in scheduling a coaching session with me, the link is on the show notes. I'm always happy to help people achieve their personal and professional goals. Thanks again for living this journey with me. Until next time, keep escapating.